Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
So, we're going to take you back in time to the late 1970s. It was a show called Family Feud. And there's a clip where the guy is asked, name an animal that has only three letters in it.
Oh, my. We're doing this?
Yes.
An animal with just three letters.
Yeah, go.
Ant.
Okay, that's certainly one.
Bat.
Certainly.
Dog.
Yes.
Hog.
Yes.
Cat.
Yes.
Rat.
Yes. Eel.
Eel. There you go. That's
hen.
A good one.
Hen. That's right. So this is commentated, this episode of Family Feud is commentated by somebody at home. Take a listen.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Dog. Just in our city. Dog. Cat. Bat. Rat. Ape. Fly. Bee. Pig. Hog. Hen. Eel. Ant.
Frog.
Unbelievable.
Something found in the refrigerator.
Milk.
Milk.
A brand of gasoline.
Shell. Mobile.
Regular.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Rain.
Snow.
Sounds right. All right, we're not out of the woods yet. Let's see what your brother can do.
I got good news and bad news.
It's all bad news.
Give me the bad news first.
The bad news is your brother thinks it snows in the summer and is pretty dicey on three-letter words. Bring him back. Here we go.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Dog, cat, just say something normal.
Alligator.
Alligator.
I mean, there are three letters in alligator.
Yeah, there's a lot more.
Yes.
And there's a lot more, too.
Three plus a lot.
Fox?
Could we have just a brief discussion about Richard Dawson? And Sam, you missed out on the era you should have grown up in. We all know that. Late 70s, early 80s.
Where every woman got herpes simplex 2 on Family
woman
Feud.
Every woman was
come here, give
caressed
me a kiss.
And manhandled.
Sexually assaulted.
And yes, without consent. You knew it was coming, ladies.
So Richard Dawson, Sam, used to be the host on Family Feud years and before, long before Steve Harvey ever even came on the scene.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
Richard Dawson.
Years.
He was a very intimate guy, it sounds
when,
like.
When he would go over to your little family table where all five of you are gathered, if there was a woman in your family group, it didn't matter if she was 120 pounds and looked like Brooke Shields or if she was 450 pounds and near death. you were getting kissed on the lips.
Oh, hey, planting a wet one.
On the lips, not on the cheek.
No, it not was on the hand. Full on, and he had mutton chops. I do feel like we need to at least acknowledge the mutton chops.
Correct. I mean, why wouldn't he?
He would just go right on in, and he was remembered, by the way, for his, quote, charm and charisma. I don't know that... Looking back with the lens of today, most people would agree that was charm or charisma.
Charm and charisma like Pepe Le Pew?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very much like Pepe Le Pew.
Did he have a gigantic mustache, too?
No. Very clean shaven. Very
helmet
clean
hair. And very friendly.
Richard Dawson kissed an estimated 20,000 women during his tenure on Family Feud.
Lucky bastard.
And he would just go down the line. Scott, look, I found an old video.
Know, Dana,
he would just go down. You know, they're
it
all.
It didn't matter.
Sam, all the contestants are just lined up, right? Like behind their
and
desk.
You get a kiss. And you get a kiss.
He would just line them up. And right on in he went. And then, oh my gosh, some of these are horrifyingly uncomfortable.
Now, were the husbands told they weren't allowed to react?
Yeah. Oh.
It was just part of the show.
Mm-hmm. And the contestants were involved in this.
Well, I just saw one that Dana showed me where the woman, beautiful blonde woman, he goes in to kiss her. She reaches up with both of her hands and grabs his face and brings him in for it.
Yeah, it was part of the show. It was the showbiz of it. You know,
I'm sure they thought he was wicked hot.
He wasn't wicked hot. He was handsome. But wait.
Ladies, thought he was good looking.
There is a video where he is, I mean, Scott described that.
Sexual assault?
He is assaulting that woman. He is noodling her neck. Is that a word? He is in there behind her ear doing what.
Oh, my word.
Yes.
That woman's going in for tongue.
Doing what a romantic partner would do consensually with someone with whom you are intimate. Not
it was
a game
the
show
70s.
Host. Oh, Dan, you cannot defend that.
From the
I'm
text
not
line.
Defending it. It's just one of those things Dan, that was.
Dan, you and I are the same age, and I can't even defend that.
From well, the text no line, defense. The wives ate it up.
Well, he's eating something up there without permission. Hello. I'm sorry. I wonder if you had to sign a waiver before saying you are going to be. I mean, look at him kissing her ear. That is not okay.
He's giving her his hotel room number.
Yeah, he's whispering some sweet nothings there.
You know, he was quite the celebrity. He was on Hogan's Heroes, remember?
Yes, he did run away and join the Navy at age 14.
Well known.
If you look at his bio, at 14, he joined the Royal Navy.
Mm-hmm. He's British.
He's British?
Yep.
Did anyone ever raise an eyebrow or maybe just a suggestion that I do not want your sloppy mutton chopped face all over mine, if you don't mind,
I bet
Richard?
They talked about it prior to going on the show about how excited they were for their planted kiss from Richard Dawson.
It was the way things were. Whether we see it as right or wrong.
Oh, God.
It was the way things were, and people were involved, and the women loved him.
They did love it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, not all 20,000 women love
well,
that.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Here's what I'm telling you right now. I haven't seen a single one cringe.
Dawson started kissing female contestants on the cheeks and hands and eventually the lips within the first few weeks of the show. It all started when he came across a woman who seemed quite nervous, unable to name a green vegetable. I said, quote, I'm going to do something that my mom would do to me whenever I had a problem of any kind. And I kissed her on the cheek. That's for luck. And she said, asparagus, and went on to win. He told the Archive of American Television in a 2010 interview. After a month or so, executives tried to put an end to the kissing, according to Dawson, by claiming the sponsors felt kissing women without knowing their marital status or getting their permission was uncomely.
Uncomely?
Uncomely.
I've never heard that word before. Huh.
He allegedly asked viewers to vote on whether he should stop. The votes came in 14,600 to 704 in favor of the kissing. 14,600 to 704 in favor of him continuing to kiss the women.
Keep doing it then.
So not all 20,000 liked it, but 19,550 did.
The book also reveals that contestants filled out a questionnaire before each game, including, do you mind if Richard Dawson greets you with a kiss, and apparently not many declined. As controversial as the kissing was, in 1981, Dawson planted a peck on a woman who would eventually become his second wife.
Really?
49-year-old Dawson met 24-year-old Gretchen Johnson when she was a contestant on the show.
I'll be darned.
In the video below, it says it's painfully obvious he was smitten. He is caressing her hand as if you were on a first date in a very romantic restaurant.
That was the shtick.
Dan's right.
Do you guys also remember at the beginning of the show, they would have one family, like they were posing for a portrait.
Like an old Western
portrait.
Yeah,
like an old Western portrait. And then they would glare at the other family across the way.
And then it would be like, and the Donaldsons. And then there they are, like they're in 1875 or something. Then they'd all rush out to their spots.
Guess who? It is me. Oh, but pardonnez-moi. But permit me to introduce you myself. I am Pepe Le Pew.
Animal with three letters in its name.
Dog. Dog. Cat. Bat. Rat. Ape. Fly. Bee. Pig. Hog. Hen. Eel. Ant.
Frog.
Unbelievable.
Something found in the refrigerator.
Milk.
Milk.
A brand of gasoline.
Shell. Mobile.
Regular.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Rain.
Snow.
Sounds right. All right, we're not out of the woods yet. Let's see what your brother can do.
I got good news and bad news.
It's all bad news.
Give me the bad news first.
The bad news is your brother thinks it snows in the summer and is pretty dicey on three-letter words. Bring him back. Here we go.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Dog, cat, just say something normal.
Alligator.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.